Chapter 7, Section 7.18, Don DeLillo, Exercise 1. Listen to a lecture about Don DeLillo's life and works and complete the text.
Don DeLillo was born in 1936 in the New York City borough of the Bronx to Italian immigrants. He attended Fordham University in New York and soon became interested in experimental art, jazz, and the cinema. He worked in the advertising world for a while, and his obsession with the media and American culture may find its roots there, as well as in his immigrant background. DeLillo's first novel, Americana, 1971, explores issues of the media and culture through the experiences of a television executive who travels to rediscover America through a film project. Endzone, 1972, and Great Jones Street, 1973, are about celebrities, a football player and a rock star, and deal with issues of death, celebrity, cults, and consumerism. In the 1980s, DeLillo moved to Greece for several years. Then he returned to the USA and wrote White Noise, 1985, which earned him the National Book Award for Fiction. He later published Libra, 1988, and Mao II, 1991. His greatest achievement, Underworld, 1997, spans the latter half of the 20th century and explores celebrity, consumerism, and waste. His novel Falling Man, 2007, takes its title from the title of the photograph of an unidentified man who fell from the Twin Towers on September 11th after the terrorist attacks. DeLillo has also written several plays, such as The Day Room, 1986, and Valparaiso, 1999. Zero K was published in 2016.